This is TWiT.
Windows Phone, the 1520, the 1020, and the 920 are now getting Cyan.
Leo, this one's going to hurt you personally. This is so convoluted.
But you remember, I have a 1520. I loved that 1520. I loved it like a child. And and I listened.
A large, big-headed child.
Yeah, well, I got a big head, so it worked, as we all do. And I listened to you, Paul, and you said, you know, if you want to see Windows 8.0 Phone 8.1 update, you can. You just join the developer program. It's free. Microsoft encourages this, so I did it. But then Microsoft...
I appreciate you offloading the blame to me.
Oh, no, I'm going
to
blame Daniel Rubino. But that was all approved, and then Microsoft decided to hold up the firmware update because of some compatibility issues.
Right. I mean, Daniel and I and anyone else who recommended this was, of course, forwarding Microsoft's information, because what they said was, if you use the developer preview program to get Windows Phone 8.1 on your device early, no worries.
Yeah.
When the public version ships with the firmware update, which is called Cyan,
you
will be able to get that at that time from your carrier normally. Like, there will be no problem. However, when the 1520 became the first Windows Phone handset in the United States to get Cyan and Windows Phone 8.1 publicly, Microsoft discovered there was a problem.
Whoops.
And so they started blocking it on those devices and said that they would look at issuing a fix. It actually wasn't a sure thing that this was going to happen.
I loved the new Windows Phone 8.1 update because I loved the folders. I mean, there were some really nice features. And Cyan had some very nice features. I was anxious to get them.
Yep.
So Daniel Rubino told me, oh, it's no problem. You get the Nokia software recovery tool and you run it. And you basically reset your phone to its original from the factory state. You'll lose your data, but back it up first. There's an easy backup, and I did all that. And then you'll get immediately. You'll get pushed to an update for both Windows 8.1 and Phone 8.1 and Cyan.
And you can get back on the developer program. You can restore your backup and all that. Yep. Yeah. By the way, I did the same thing before we went to Barcelona. I was excited to see one of the phones I had. Got the update publicly. I wanted to see it. I wanted to get the firmware update. I did exactly what you just described. It worked fine. And I used that phone the whole month. You know, color photos with that phone.
I still don't know. I could very well be something I did. I don't know what happened, but I bricked mine. And by the way, I was told again and again by Nokia folks and users and even a Nokia engineer who was sitting here in the room, you cannot brick this phone. Or you just have to go into recovery and it won't.
I'm not saying you're the only person on earth that this has ever happened to, but it is.
Pretty close.
It's very rare.
It's hard to do.
Yeah,
and that's what Hoo-ha said.
Right,
he said it could happen if you just got it at the exact wrong time. You could have clobbered the recovery firmware as well as the regular firmware. To me, I don't even think it's that. I think it's a complete coincidence. Like the phone had a physical failure; it just failed.
Yeah, kind of a random thing.
Right.
So I can't test this on my 1520 because I've already done all those upgrades, but. I do have a 1020, and so on the developer preview program, like almost all my phones. And so today I did do this update. It was very quick because all it did was put Cyan on there. It didn't have to do any of the other stuff. And so
it's nice.
If you've ever upgraded Windows Phone, you know that sometimes this can take a little while. You know, the phone resets, you get the gears, the line goes across, you know, it takes a little while. This took, I didn't time it. In fact, it was so quick I sort of didn't think to look at it because I knew it would take a little while. And by the time I looked at it, it had to have been less than 20 minutes, possibly even less than 10. It was very quick. And I haven't had time to really use it a lot, but it's it worked. I mean, so I know that doesn't mean success for everybody, but the 1520, now the 1020. So the 1520 got Cyan publicly through AT&T back in late July. Now what this means is the 1020 has it on AT&T, and they've also released it on the 920. And so I don't know if the 920 – I'm sorry, on T-Mobile in Germany. So I don't know whether the 920 on T-Mobile in Germany already had access to this. But if you're on the developer preview and have any one of these three devices, now you can upgrade. And it works as it would normally. And so this is sort of – you know, months ago when we talked about it, get Windows Phone 8.1 now in early April, this was how we expected this to work. And so they've done it at least for these three devices, I anticipate. They'll do it for the other devices. And if they don't, you know, I just would say your experience notwithstanding, normally this process, it's not super quick, but it's basically error-free, you know, for the most part, for most people.